The human body is amazing, says Frank Einstein to Watson. In the visitor's dugout of the Midville baseball diamond, watching Jane Goodall on the pitcher's mound. Frank thumbs the joystick on the remote control for his mini Franken-drone. The little quadcopter swoops into position above the mound and starts beaming pictures back to Frank's display. Jane Goodall turns sideways to home plate. There is the whole system of bones making up the skeleton, marvels Frank. She folds her arms close to her chest, lifting her left leg in a wind-up. The whole muscular system moving the bones, Frank continues. Jane Goodall strides forward. The digestive system producing energy for the muscles. She pushes off the mound with her right leg. The heart and blood circulatory system delivering that energy. Unfolding her arms, turning her body, extending and windmilling her right arm. And the nervous system controlling everything. Amazing. Releasing the baseball from her right hand. Mm-hmm, agrees Watson, thoughtfully sucking a sour lemon candy. The ball flies from the tips of Jane Goodall's fingers and across the 46 feet to home plate in just over half a second. Clank swings his bat and misses. Boom! The ball hits Clink's catcher's mitt.
Strike one,
announces Clink.
Projectile speed, 55 miles per hour.
Frank studies the drone pictures and the diagrams of the human body systems on his laptop display. So all we have to do to help Jane Goodall is come up with an invention to make the human body just a bit more amazing. Watson follows his sour lemon with a sweet cherry candy. That's all? Oh, simple. Just make the human body better than it already is. The day before tryouts. Are you crazy? Of course not, says Frank Einstein, bringing the Franken-drone into the dugout for a perfect landing. I have some ideas I've already been working on. Watson pops a hot cinnamon ball into his mouth. That's like me saying I'm going to invent a candy that tastes more like candy than it already does. Exactly, says Frank. Clink shoots the baseball back to Jane Goodall with his mechanical arm.
Your projectile speed is not bad for a human.
Jane Goodall catches the ball, ignores Clink's wisecrack, and walks around the pitcher's mound, giving herself a pep talk. But I must be faster for the tryouts.
Put one over the plate,
beeps Clank at bat.
I almost had that one.
Clink rolls his webcam eye.
You were not even close.
Frank outlines his thoughts in his human body lab notebook. Observation. Pitching uses many systems of the human body. Jane Goodall winds up. Hypothesis. Improve even one system. Improve pitching results. Jane Goodall throws. Clank swings a mighty arc. Boom!
Strike two, 56 miles per hour,
says catcher Clink, tossing the ball back to the pitcher's mound. Experiment. Find way to improve skeleton, muscles, digestion, circulation. Watson pops a sunflower seed into his mouth. I should invent a candy that has all the tastes. Sour, sweet, salty. Frank nudges the remote joystick to relaunch the Franken-drone. That might actually be a good idea, Watson. Jane Goodall winds up and throws. Hmm, says Watson. I could call my candy every taste. Clank closes his eyes and swings so hard, he spins around like a giant top. Crack! The baseball hits the bat and rockets off. It arches high, higher, up over the left field wall. Clank twirls.
I hit it! I hit it! I hit it!
Hardly possible,
calculates Clink.
But yes, You did, somehow, hit it.
The ball disappears completely out of Midville Menlo Park. Wow, says Frank. There is a sound of breaking glass from right where the ball disappeared. Uh-oh, says Watson, jumping to his feet.